Today is Monday, December 2nd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and you're listening to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. And I had to get on the ball here because it's 7:47 in the evening, and we're recording Survivors Ready at 8 o'clock, and that's Central Time. We record at 9 o'clock Eastern, which is 8 o'clock Central. And so Fatty will be, I bet Fatty, in fact, you'll probably hear a noise. If I had to guess, which I'm going to guess, I don't have to guess, I can do whatever I want. But if I had to guess, I would say you're going to hear some sort of noise from Fatty about 10 minutes early. So in a couple of minutes, you'll probably hear like a Skype call or something. Because Fatty is always early, and unless, of course, he has a gentleman caller and completely forgets about the recording. But if he's home and he's on the recording, he's usually about 10 minutes early. And I'll get a message from him, I'm here. You know, well, that's what I imagine. It sounds like it's really just a text notification on Skype. We also use Skype because he has problems with Google Hangouts, and so he can't hear people. Anyway, this is not the Fatty Show. Let's listen to a voicemail, why don't we? I bet it's going to be too loud, but...
Hey, Adam. It's the Laughing Buddha from the Scooter Diaries podcast. Just listen to your Thanksgiving Day show. So I'm calling to enter in the contest because whenever Kathy Bacon ups the ante, I'm in. So my birthday is on December 27th, and that would be a fantastic birthday present. So, also I wanted to comment on Moose P's, voicemail.
Please.
And you're right, Adam, you do need to watch what you're eating. And I think I can speak from experience, having lost 77 pounds in the last few years. I had to do that by changing what I was eating, how much I was eating, and then, of course, moving, exercise, always a component of that. It's kind of the whole nine yards. You got to do all of it. If you only do one part of it, it's probably not going to work very well. So that's just my two cents. I'll talk to you soon. Got to make another call so I can enter in now that we have multiple entries. Thanks, Adam.
I'm so glad that everyone's calling in because of the... Well, first of all, thank you for calling Laughing Buddha. And I'm glad that people are calling in. And I don't know if it's because I added a voicemail number or because of the contest. I'm just going to say it's because of the voicemail number. I didn't have one before, so you guys didn't call in. So now after the contest... I expect when you guys have, like, you know, wonderful things that you want to say about, you know, about some topic that I raised or something like that, I want you to call in, even if there's no contest. I was considering, I don't know if RT Cruiser listens to Geeky Gay. I really don't. But if he does, I was considering bringing back Celebrity Death Foam, but having it on Geeky Gay since Dubious Intent doesn't exist anymore. And I don't know if you guys would like that idea. And that would be a contest, because I know we all love a contest. But it would be just like in Dubious Intent, where I would collect them all. And then at the Pride 48 event, once a year, I would, you know, give. And it was some convoluted thing, like I added some money per correct entry or something. I don't know. And it went up and up and up. So since it's not Daniel and I both, you know, putting in our money, it might, I don't know. I would have to think about that. But you guys should call in and let me know what you think about that. Because, you know, if I did it, I would draw the winnings at the next Pride 48 New Orleans event, which I don't know the exact date, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be in August. And And so, you know, the longer you guys wait to call in and give me your opinion, the longer, the less chance or the lower the pot is going to be, depending on how many celebrity deaths there are between now and then. Anyway, on to the subject of losing weight, to your point, Laughing Buddha, there are, now Moose does have a good point in that lifting weights will do a couple of things. First of all, it will raise your metabolism. And so the more muscle you have, you know, the higher your metabolism is going to be, because your muscle will, you know, will increase your metabolism. Basically, you're going to burn more calories the more muscle you have. And, you know, and so that will do it. I mean, it will allow you to eat more. And then the other thing is, you will maybe not lose weight, but you could, if you do it correctly, you could stay the same weight, but lose fat and gain muscle. But it's all, you know, Moose, I just want to say, and Moose, you're an expert, but I just want to say, I've even seen what you do, and I don't know if you're still doing that, but you would portion out protein, and you would have a certain amount of, at least I feel like I've seen this on Facebook and other places, that you would eat like, and there we go, Fatty just said, I'm here. Anyway, but it didn't make a noise. Well, actually, I don't know, because I muted it, because I knew he was going to come along and say that. But anyway, so I feel like I've seen you having some, I got to have protein here, and I've got to do this there, and you know, all that kind of stuff. And also, I don't know. I mean, I am going to start lifting weights again or doing some sort of, but I don't know that I can do that alone and not, because you don't understand. Well, maybe you do understand, but I have a very, when I'm not watching what I eat, I'm a fast food person. And I mean, not just, I mean, double cheeseburgers, large French fries, go to Walmart at 10 o'clock at night and get some cake, you know, and oh, go, well, I can't have cake without ice cream. So then go in and get some Haagen-Dazs. I mean, I'm an eater, and it's not healthy food. It's not like I have to force myself to do healthier stuff. When I was doing Weight Watchers, which obviously I got off of big time when we went on our cruise, and then I just fell off the wagon. I fell off the wagon completely. But anyway, you know, so, and it worked. But I was having to force myself to eat fruit and like all of this kind of stuff and all it, and it worked, but I don't know. So I don't know, but I know that it's going to be a mixture of diet and exercise. I need to add exercise back in just for my health, if nothing else. I'm not patient. So, and I don't like pain. And so lifting heavy things can be a problem as well. Although I'm feeling like, though, if I lessen my cardio, because I really don't like cardio, I think I could probably handle doing weights, because I don't know, for whatever reason, you know, I can listen to a podcast, you know, and you have a lot of downtime between weights. So maybe I could do something like that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just know that I've gained weight, and I've been scared to step on the scale, but my clothes, I've had to switch back to my Fat Boy jeans. So I know, you know, I know that I've gained most of my Weight Watchers weight back, which is horrible. And I've got to start now, you know. I mean, at least I have a Pride 48 event every year. So that gives me some kind of, you know, motivation to start in December, you know, trying to lose the weight. If I start in December and I have the willpower in December and early January to, like, you know, watch my diet and exercise, in the winter and in the holiday, you know, time when you're having all these, you know, holiday meals, then it becomes a breeze when you get to February, March, April, May, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I give myself some time to get in the shape that I want to be in. And if it takes me, you know, an event to get myself back in the shape that I want to be in, I mean, I guess I'll take it. I'll take whatever I can. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call me like Laughing Buddha did. You can call 479 479-221. I can't read. 9393. Again, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.